We're talking now with Adam Rourke. He is a candidate for the Idaho Legislative District 1 State Representative Seat A, long title there. Adam, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Chris, for having me on.
Well, let's start out with an introduction to voters. Tell us a bit about your background, how long you've been in Bonner County, how you wound up here, family, anything you would like to tell us.
Well, we only have a short period of time, so my name's Adam Rourke. I'm running for seat 1A, and how did I get to Bonner County and North Idaho? Well, my grandparents lived down in Post Falls until my grandfather died in the mid-70s, and my mom, she grew up around here, and she used to work as a high school student up at Priest Lake. And, you know, one of the things that she was able to teach me was the Priest Lake potato salad recipe. So that's what we have for almost all of our
Well, you might have to put that on your website.
Oh, no, that's a trade secret now.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we've been around North Idaho for a very long time, and we've bounced around a little bit. Now, my parents and I, we bought a house in 2011 up in Sagal. It's where we live right now. And after I finished working in law enforcement, I retired after 26 and a half years of being a deputy sheriff down in Washington County, Oregon, and had an opportunity to retire early. And a little over a year ago, I moved up here to Sagal full time. But I've been spending quite a bit of time before that up here, so I have a good idea of the county, and I've been hunting up here for, I don't know, 5-6 years, and enjoying the outdoors. I'm an outdoors guy, so we fish and hunt. But yeah, that's how I got here.
And what's your education?
Well, my only piece of sheepskin that I have is a high school diploma. I have some college education. School of Hard Knocks has been my primary proving ground. I have certificates that I earned in law enforcement. I have advanced certificates in corrections and also in patrol functions. That allows me to work at a high level when I was working in law enforcement. Mm-hmm.
Any nonprofit groups or trade associations that you want to mention that you're involved with?
No, I really don't have any nonprofit groups that I'm a part of other than, you know, NAGGR, National Gun Rights, that group. Mm-hmm. Second Amendment guy, so I belong to various different shooting clubs and things like that. But the last thing that was not part of, really having to dig deep here. So my last group that I belonged to was Carpenters Union before I got into law enforcement.
So. Okay. So here's the question I ask all the candidates: why are you running, Adam Rourke?
Well, the main reason I'm running is, first of all, I have always served the community where I live. When I was in construction, I served as going to school and talking to fifth and sixth graders and talking to them about the construction trades and trying to get kids interested in small business. And then, you know, I worked as a reserve deputy before I got hired on full time. So I've always given back to the community. And when I rose my hand, my right hand, and took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the rule of law, I did so with honor, and I retired from the sheriff's office. When my kids were in high school, for 8 years I was a band booster parent, and ended up being the vice president and president of that organization, and We were able to do some excellent fundraising and provide some nice shelters, and we were able to be able to take care of the kids in a good way and give them some fantastic learning opportunities, including going down to the Reno Jazz Festival, going down and taking part in some festivals down in Los Angeles at some of the big music schools. So it was really a good opportunity to be able to give back to the community. And so I retired from the sheriff's office a little over a year ago, and I got up here and started to decompress from law enforcement. Long story short is, I started looking around, and having had a front row seat to watch the left's agenda, the socialist policies, destroy one of the most livable cities in America, I came up here to get away from that and live with my parents and help them out and get away from the rat race. And I started looking around and realized the things that I saw 25 years ago are already in full swing here in North Idaho. I've had a lot of people tell me that, well, it's coming, and I beg to differ, it's here. And things are changing rapidly, and I could not sit by and idly watch while this machine destroys the place where I remember as a young boy having a lot of freedom to run around and fish and hunt and catch polywogs and garter snakes and stuff like that. So I decided to run because I feel like I can make a difference, and I'm not done serving yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more question before we get onto the issues. So the legislature is typically in session from January through March or April.
Yep.
But you're representing your constituents year round. So the question would be, if you're elected, how much time can you devote to the office?
Well, the nice thing about being retired and running for office is I don't have a job in the off season, that I have to juggle, mm-hmm. like a lot of the candidates. So I will be devoting 365 days a year, except for when I'm on much needed vacation, because I know it's going to be stressful, but, yeah. I'm going to devote my time. This is my job. Mm-hmm. This is my only job.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the issues. What do you consider the biggest issues in your race that you think voters ought to be considering as they decide who they're going to vote for?
Well, first of all, my top three biggest issues are school choice and parental rights, and then also education reform. Those two things are super important to me for various number of reasons, but the third thing that I think is extremely important is our runaway tax system. We need to start looking at how we're going to mitigate the rampant increases that we're facing in taxes. My tax bill this year was staggering.
Property
tax. Yeah. And we have to do something with that. We have to do something with our grocery tax. We had a couple opportunities to work on both those things this last legislative session, and for whatever reason, they didn't make it to a vote and didn't get passed. So
let's circle in on that one. What's your ideas for providing some property tax relief?
Well, there's a couple different things. Ultimately the goal is let's get rid of property taxes. And I am absolutely for getting rid of property taxes. On your tax bill, there's property taxes, and then there's a whole bunch of other different levies and tax bases. I'm talking specifically tax, the property taxes. I think we can get rid of that. But in order to mitigate what's going on, the volatility that's happening with people migrating in from other states to get away from, the programs that are happening there, the taxes that are runaway, in California, Oregon, Washington are the big three where we're getting an influx, and they're bringing their inflated property values here and paying and driving up our property value. So that's causing our tax base to go up. I'm thinking that if we can average that out, I would like to see a system where we take a 10-year period of time, have it coincide with the census, and we average out the property taxes. That way we can get rid of the drastic highs and the drastic lows. That'll stabilize a little bit so the county knows exactly what they're going to be getting so that they can start planning for infrastructure items such as, you know, roads, which, I mean, the front end of my truck is feeling those roads just like I'm, like everybody else.
Yes, welcome to North Idaho.
Yeah. You know, every year I put a new front end. Good thing I'm mechanically inclined, so it's not a huge issue, but it's something that needs to be addressed, the infrastructure issues. And I think that if we can provide a system to where the counties can start planning for the future instead of doing it year to year, that would be a good way to do it. I also would like to entertain the idea of taking the California Proposition 13, which a lot of people understand and know about, but I would like to modify that a little bit. I think we need to freeze property taxes for the people that cannot work and cannot increase their income. So people that are on Social Security, people that have some sort of mental health disability that puts them on a fixed income, you know, people that are homeowners that are living in their home, their home is paid off, and they don't have a way to increase their monthly or even their annual salary in order to combat the rising prices. I think we need to freeze those property taxes. And I think that, you know, California, that Proposition 13 is a good way to be able to address that.
So that raises the question, how would you replace the revenue from property taxes?
Well, and that's the big thing. And, you know, everybody, I don't want to say everybody, but the common argument is, well, let's just get rid of them. Let's just cut them out. But, you know, if you look at economics, and I've been studying Milton Friedman and Thomas Sowell, you can't just cut off the revenue stream. You know, there are candidates even in my race that are talking about, and other races for District 1 that are talking about, you know, the 140 extra programs that are under the governor's purview, and let's get rid of those programs. Well, so we get rid of those programs. We end up cutting our nose off to spite our face, and now we've got a whole bunch of people that are not bringing money into our system. So that's a big problem, is replacing that revenue stream. I would love to be a part of the team that facilitates taking the government-controlled lands, the 64% of the federally controlled lands, and returning them to Idaho control, or not returning them, but putting them under Idaho control that was promised to us when we became a state. And with that, there's timber industry, you know, and there's lots of revenue that can be gleaned from that as far as taxes go. There's all sorts of minerals that we can start bringing revenue into the state for that. I would dare to go out on a limb and say that if we were to control all of the, you know, 100% or at least 99% of the lands in Idaho, for Idaho, we could probably do away with the property tax, the grocery tax, and reduce, God forbid, reduce even the sales tax. There is a lot of revenue that is being given directly to the federal government that should be used in the state.
Okay, we have just 1 minute to go. Circle back on, you said you're looking for education reform.
Yes.
How do you feel? Do you feel the state's adequately funding education?
I think the state is more than adequately funding education. What I think needs to happen, though, is by education reform, what I really mean is that we need to get the state level pretty much out of the local schools. I understand, you know, colleges and universities and things like that. And I know the legislature has the ability to dictate what type of books that the local schools use, but I think that the local schools, the local school boards, and the parents where the children go to school should be the ones that are dictating the education curriculum.
Adam Rourke, one last question. What differentiates you as a candidate? Why should people vote for you?
Well, I have 26 and a half years of law enforcement. I have a good understanding as being our senior trainer for the agency that I used to work for, teaching criminal law, search and seizure, constitutional law. I have a good grasp on the government, at least on the criminal side of it. I have experience. I'm an excellent investigator. I'm an excellent negotiator. And, you know, it's one of the. I wouldn't have lasted 26 and a half minutes if I wasn't able to walk into a hostile environment and be able to listen to both sides of an argument and calmly and rationally work through the problem and come to some sort of agreement. You know, neighborhood disputes is one thing that comes to mind.
Adam Rourke, Idaho Legislative District 1, State Representative Seat A, candidate. How can people find out more about you?
A couple different things. My Facebook page is Vote Adam Rourke 4, F-O-R, North Idaho. You can also find me just by my name, Adam Rourke, on Facebook. My website is for my campaign is Vote Adam Rourke.com, and my last name is R-O-R-I-C-K. Lastly, if you want to get a hold of me and talk to me personally, best way to get a hold of me is either through email adam.rourke@gmail.com or my cell phone number 208-610-6720. I'm the one that answers it, so give me a holler.
Okay, Adam, thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.